I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The mass flooding from Tuesday's destruction of a dam in southern Ukraine has drowned cities and brought new threats, Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The scale of devastation across large parts of the region has brought fresh heartbreak in what is still an active war zone. It's now threatening a new wave of homelessness, disease, toxic chemical contamination, and even warnings of floating landmines in this ecological disaster. Russian state media are reporting that although the water levels may have peaked, the floods are expected to remain for up to 10 days. The long-term damage is another matter.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Ukraine's prime minister on Wednesday urged the United Nations, the International Red Cross, and other bodies to act immediately to help flooded residents of southern Ukraine receiving no help in areas controlled by Russian occupying forces.
The Russian occupiers don't even make an effort to help these people. They have left them to perish.
Jenna Schmihal in a video posted on Telegram. Senegal's government on Wednesday announced quote-unquote immediate judicial inquiries into the violent unrest that rocked the country and left at least 16 dead following the conviction of opposition figurehead Ousmane Sonko last week. Clashes between the security forces and Sonko's supporters erupted after he was given a 2-year sentence in a case he says was designed to stop him running for president next year. Hundreds were injured and hundreds more arrested in 2 days of unrest from June 1st to the 3rd. The government said the inquiries would shed light on those responsible.